Well, we lost an Aussie legend today in John Cornell, better known as Strop, if you like, off the Paul Hogan Show. And a man that worked with him on World Series cricket and in a variety of other ways was our own Austin Robinson Jr., well-known goal sneaker over here, champion footballer, but also one responsible for World Series cricket. Good afternoon to you, Ocker.
Melzy, good to say hello, mate.
Sad day, really. He had been crook for a while. Tell us a bit more about the life of John Cornell.
Well, he and I go way back. We, in fact, actually started at the Daily News on the same day. I can still remember the date. It was December the 2nd, 1961.
Wow.
So we were sort of not good mates at the start, but after he came back from England, he had a bad traffic accident there and almost lost a leg. And anyway, he came back and we got friendly then, and we were very, very close mates for a long, long time.
Major part of the Nine network, of course, and you were involved with World Series cricket. Did your paths cross a lot in the creation of World Series cricket?
Well, we were sort of responsible for it, really. What happened was I was managing Dennis Lilly and Rod Marsh out of Perth, and I'd finished my football, and I wasn't really that convinced that journalism was the way for me to keep going.
Yep.
So anyway, I packed up and went over to Sydney, and we started a company called JP Sport, which was John and Paul Hogan and myself. You know, from there, with the management of Lilly and Marsh and the endless conversations about cricket, John Cornell was aware that Packer wanted cricket on his network, and really that was the germ of it. We had Paul and John and I had a meeting with Dennis Lilly here in Perth, and then John took the idea to Kerry Packer. We actually took the idea of a one-day competition to Kerry, and Kerry said, "No, bugger it, son." He said, "Let's do it properly. We'll have our own test matches."
Yeah.
So, you know, I spent the next 18 months, mate, basically living out of hotels and travelling from one country to another. But it was an exciting time.
Yep.
We certainly changed the game. We changed the payment for the players. And, you know, a lot of what you see on TV now has sort of emerged by osmosis, I suppose you could say, into basically a new coverage. You know, like, let me just give you a quick example. In the old days when the ABC had the cricket, they only bowled from one end. You only got the camera shot from behind.
Yep.
We were the first ones to put cameras at both ends.
Incredible.
In fact, what we were, the ABC used to do it with three cameras. I think we had 23.
Yeah, no, they certainly revolutionised it. Now, he was a bit of a character on the Paul Hogan Show, but in real life, was he a smart boy? He must have been, because he had the big hotel in Byron Bay. He made a bit of money out of that.
Yeah, he made a lot of money out of that. I think $62 million was a figure I heard. But the thing about John was he's what a lot of people wouldn't know, but if you did know him well, was his wonderful sense of humour. He would. I met the character Strop probably 10 years before he emerged on the Paul Hogan Show, so he would quite often slip into the character Strop, but he was naturally very witty. He was a brilliant writer. I don't think a lot of people were aware of that. In fact, that's probably what I think he did best. And he was also a good movie producer, so, having done Crocodile Dundee as well.
Yeah, incredible. He'd been crook for many, many years. Of course, he was married to Delvine Delaney. When was the last time you touched base with him, Ocker?
Well, I've got to say that not a lot over the last 20 years. The last time I saw and spoke to both of them was at Richie Beno's funeral. Now, that's about 5 or 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
He didn't really look that well that day, and he was having some difficulty in enunciating his words.
Sure.
Delhi looked much the same as Delhi looked. So she sort of hung on very well, and John, as we know, has had a battle for 10 or 15 yeah. years or whatever it is.
But, sad day.
I think it's been a pretty tough time lately.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, we'll have to catch up and talk at length about other things, but I appreciate your time today. Stay well.
Good on you, Millsy. Nice to speak to you, mate.
And nice to talk to you. One of the legends, if you like, of WA Sport, Austin Robinson. He still writes, Ocker, for the Subi Post. We had Brett Christian in earlier in the week, and Ocker writes a column there every week. I'm pretty sure he can bet your bottom dollar there'll be a great article on John Cornell and some other aspects of his life with Ocker in the Post coming up next week, I'm sure. Ocker mentioned Strop. For those of you that don't remember the Paul Hogan show, it was massive. And Paul Hogan, of course, went big time with Crocodile Dundee. But before Crocodile Dundee, he had this show. He played this character, Strop. This is about Strop's moustache.
How you going, mate?
G'day, Stropper.
Sort of windy outside, you know. Makes your hair bristle.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, haven't you noticed nothing different about me?
Oh, yeah. You got your hat on back to front.
No, mate. Now, look. Me moustache. I stuck it on, mate, you know, to give myself one of those macho images, you know.
They were funny together, and Delvin Delaney likewise as well. May rest in peace, John Cornell.